Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In this program, I'm going to show step by step how God used the Old Covenant to lead us to the New Covenant. Step one was to make mankind aware of sin. This is what's meant in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. This is Galatians 3, verse 19, where it says, "The law was added because of transgressions." Some people mistakenly think Israel was sinning so much that God had to add the laws concerning sacrifices. But that's not what this is talking about. It's not talking about the laws concerning sacrifices, offerings, or washings. It is clearly talking about the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone. This is the Old Covenant. Paul continues, "Is the law then against the promises of God?" In other words, is the Old Covenant against the New Covenant? God forbid, for if there had been given a law which could have given life, then truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin. There you have it. The sacrifices simply reminded Israel of sin. The Ten Commandments, written on two tables of stone, defined sin for Israel. The law was added because God wanted to make transgressions abundantly clear so that He could completely conclude all of them under sin. Israel, and indeed the world, has no excuse for sin. Now here are a few more examples of how the law makes us aware of sin and concludes us all under sin. Let's turn over to Romans the 5th chapter, verse 12. Romans the 5th chapter, verse 12. And we're going to see about us being made aware of sin and everyone being concluded under sin. Again, this is the purpose of the law written on two tables of stone. It says, "By one man, sin entered into the world." And who was this one man? Of course, it was Adam. "By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, because the wages of sin is death. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So far, everyone fits this description. So we're all on the same level here, right? Everyone has sinned. That puts us all on the same level. But there are different levels of sin, in the sense of there's different levels of awareness of sin. Let's continue in Romans chapter 5, verse 13. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 13. "For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law." What does this phrase, "until the law," mean? Until the law means that there was a time when the law was not in the world. But how could that be if sin was in the world? Because sin is the transgression of the law. And that's in 1 John 3, verse 4. So how could it be that there was a time when the law was not in the world, but at the same time sin was in the world? Well, it's because the Ten Commandments, written on two tables of stone, was not always in the world. But the Ten Commandments in the spirit of the law was always in the world because it has existed from eternity. Now we're beginning to see a different awareness level of sin. It said in verse 13, chapter 5 of Romans, "Sin is not imputed when there is no law," meaning no one is condemned to eternal death if they sin unknowingly. "It is appointed for all people to die once," and this is the first death. You can read about that in Hebrews the 9th chapter, verse 27, also Matthew 11, verses 21 through 24. But only those people who commit the unpardonable sin will suffer the second death. That's eternal death. You can read about that in Hebrews the 10th chapter, verse 26 through 39, and Revelation 20, verses 14 through 15. Now let's continue with Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Nevertheless, death did reign from Adam to Moses. So even though the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone were not around, death did reign from Adam to Moses. And it reigned even over them that had not sinned in the same manner as Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. So this nevertheless word, where it says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, nevertheless refers to sin is not imputed when there is no law. That was in verse 13. So nevertheless, sin is not imputed when there is no law. Why would Paul's next words be, death reigned from Adam to Moses? Well, it's because there was a time when the Ten Commandments, written on two tables of stone, was not in the world. That time was from Adam to Moses. That's why he uses that phrase, that death reigned from Adam to Moses, because he's giving us a period of time where death reigned because sin was in the world, and yet the Ten Commandments were not in the world, and that was from Adam to Moses. But during Moses' life, the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone did come into the world. That's what the Old Covenant is all about. It was given at Mount Sinai. All people sinned and therefore died the first death during the time between Adam and Moses. But most people sin on the level of complete ignorance of God's law. Therefore, their sins are not imputed toward the second death, which is eternal death. And the phrase, even over them that had not sinned in the same way as Adam, means that Adam and Eve had direct contact with God, and God specifically revealed his laws to them, and Adam and Eve knowingly sinned. The other people from Adam to Moses sinned in complete ignorance because God's law had not been made known until the time of Moses. But Adam and Eve had God's law directly revealed to them by God. You can read about that in Genesis, the second chapter, verses 2 all the way through Genesis 2, verse 24. So Adam and Eve sinned knowingly. And thus far, now we see two levels of awareness of sin. At the first and lowest level are those who sinned after Adam and Eve, but before Moses. They sin in complete ignorance of God's law. But at the second level is Adam and Eve. They knowingly sinned in rebellion against God's law. Now let's drop down to verse 20 of Romans 5. Because we're going to see the same thing here that we saw in Galatians, where it said that the law was added because of transgressions. And that's where we started, was in Galatians 3, verse 19, that the law was added because of transgressions. Now notice the same principle in Romans 5, verse 20. It says in Romans 5, verse 20, moreover, the law entered. Why? Why did the law enter? Let the scripture teach you. It says, the law entered so that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So why did God write the Ten Commandments on two tables of stone in the time of Moses? Well, again, moreover, the law entered. It entered at the time of Moses, because it said earlier, until Moses, the law had not been revealed. So moreover, the law entered at the time of Moses so that the offense might abound. Now, God wanted to use Israel as a proxy for the world to prove that even with knowledge of the right way to live, no one can love God with all his heart, mind, and soul and love his neighbor as himself unless God is in him. So God gave Israel everything you could imagine on a physical level. He gave them land. He gave them prosperity. He gave them a multitude of descendants. He made them the lead nation. God was even with them and taught them his laws. And yet God was not in them, so therefore they failed at what God had intended for them to do. So unless God is in a person, that person will fail, even if God is with him. God has to be in a person in order for that person to succeed. And that is what the new covenant is about, because we have Christ in us. So the law was written down in black and white when it was written on the two tables of stone by the very finger of God. It was written down in black and white for everyone to see, so that there would be no excuse for sin. So once the law entered, people saw their sin for what it was. Sin, which are offenses against God, abounded in the sense that they became abundantly clear. Now, it's a foolish argument to say that the law makes us sin more. That's foolishness. If you ever hear someone say that, that is pure foolishness. The law does not make us sin more. But it is a wise acknowledgement to say that the law makes us see sin more. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's in Romans 3, verse 20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So it is a wise acknowledgement to say that the law makes us see sin more. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. We have knowledge of what sin is through the law. So when it says, moreover, the law entered so that the offense might abound, it means that God, with his very own hands, wrote upon two tables of stone the Ten Commandments so that he could make the sin of Israel, and indeed the sin of the world, abound, in that it became abundantly clear to them because it was written down in black and white. So therefore, Israel is on the same level of Adam and Eve. They sinned with knowledge, just like Adam and Eve had knowledge of God's law as he revealed it to them directly. So did Israel have knowledge of God's law because he revealed it to them directly. In the next program, I'm going to talk about two other testimonies that I'd like you to hear. The first surrounds Jesus and how God used Jesus to make sin abound. And again, it would be ridiculous to say that knowing Jesus makes you sin more. Same way that it's ridiculous to say knowing that the law makes you sin more. But there is this example of how God used Jesus to make sin abound. And I'm sure you want to stay tuned to hear about that one. And then the second example that I'm going to give in the next program revolves around Paul. Again, God uses Paul to illustrate this principle that there's different levels of awareness of sin, and God uses Paul to show us another level of the awareness of sin. Well, I do thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.